Anytime that we are executing a part of our communication that is intended to get an immediate reciprocal response, we are bargaining. We are in fact in this tit for tat game. And so I know some of you have been around for a little while. If any of you have seen 60 Seconds or She Dies exercise, if you haven't seen us do it, if you're taking the master class, then you've probably seen it on there. Now, a lot of people will get into the 60 Seconds or She Dies exercise and get off on the wrong foot because they start bargaining immediately by asking for the other person's name. I need a car in 60 seconds or she dies. What's your name? What can I call you? You are instantly bargaining at that point because it's a tit for tat, I need something from you approach. So, one way to look at bargaining in a broader perspective, especially when we start pulling it outside of just the price point, when we are saying things with the intention of getting immediate reciprocity from the other side. What's your name? You're looking for them to reciprocate with what the answer to their name is. This is also that general approach of questioning is one of the reasons why we're so nervous about questions. Especially when we're talking about a question in the format of tell me more about. Because tell me more about is actually a command, and we see it a lot of interview styles, but it can't, number one, it is closed-ended, because you could say, tell me more about Black Swan, and I could look at you and go, no. And I've essentially satisfied your question. We just didn't get any further, right? Which is one of the reasons, but we're expecting them to give us something right back. Anytime we're taking that approach in communication, we are in fact bargaining. When we're doing guided discovery, essentially of you're probably feeling this way, you're probably nervous, you got issues within your company you're trying to solve, and you're exploring right now and who's going to be the best fit as a partner to help solve those problems. You're exhibiting empathy at that point. You're not asking for anything in return. You're simply showing understanding, which emotionally what that does to people is they want to come back and they want to give stuff back simply like because they feel like it, not because they feel like they're required to based on what you said. And so that's one of the ways to kind of broaden the scope on that. And then this idea, I worry about problem solving as a description for negotiation, because if we're problem solving for them, we're bargaining. Here's your solution. Just like here's a solution to your price problem, give me $10. Here's a solution to this problem, go out and hire three more marketing people, right? We're bargaining over terms at that point. But when we turn them into our problem solver, when we have facilitated the conversation in a way where we are essentially putting all the essence of the problem solving on them and helping them think through, right? Again, guided discovery, then we're still negotiating. As long as we are not hell-bent on solving problems for them, we are not going to put ourselves inadvertently in a reciprocal mindset of, I need this from you. What's your name? What's your budget? How long have you been in business? Right? All these things that require them to give us an answer that's usually short and sweet. So that's one thing to avoid. But I love where everybody's coming from. Staying at a tit for tat, focused on empathy, guided discovery, trusted advisor, making them the problem solver, giving them the reins, or at least making them feel like they have the reins and are in control. We're in a good spot.